Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay Series. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape and this is Freedom Essay 7. Professor Harry Prosen affirms the significance of Australian biologist Jeremy Griffith's book, Freedom, the End of the Human Condition. Dr. Harry Prosen is a professor of psychiatry who has worked in the field for over 50 years, including chairing two departments of psychiatry and serving as a president of the Canadian Psychiatric Association. Professor Prosen is a distinguished life member of the American Psychiatric Association and is one of 500 specially selected fellows of the American College of Psychiatrists. He is also a psychiatric consultant to the Bonobo Species Preservation Society. The video, which I'll play the audio of now, was filmed in February 2014 at the Milwaukee County Zoo, in front of the zoo's extraordinarily cooperative and empathetic group of bonobos. In it, you will hear Professor Prosen affirm the significance of biologist Jeremy Griffith's breakthrough explanation of the human condition. This video also appears as Video 7 in the introductory series of videos at the top of our homepage at www.humancondition.com.
My name is Harry Prosen. I'm a professor of psychiatry with over 50 years' experience working in the field. As a psychiatrist, I not only work with humans, I also work with other species. In fact, I am consultant to the Bonobo Species Preservation Society and have consulted on situations affecting some of the bonobos in the enclosure behind me here at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Once referred to as pygmy chimpanzees, bonobos are an extraordinary, nurturing, loving, cooperative species who can reveal a great deal about how we humans acquired our original, altruistic, moral, instinctive self or soul, the voice or expression of which within us we call our conscience. The nurturing origins of humans' extraordinary altruistic moral instincts, which my own lifelong studies of empathy, especially among bonobos, confirms, is but one of the great mysteries in biology that this absolutely incredible book I have here explains and solves. This truly astonishing book by Australian biologist Jeremy Griffith is primarily concerned with explaining humans' present psychologically troubled, innocence destroyed, angry, egocentric, and alienated so-called human condition. I first became interested in Jeremy Griffith's explanation of our species' present psychologically troubled human condition some 10 years ago. I would like to be absolutely explicit about the importance I see in Jeremy's insights into the human condition. I suggest that we humans have always known that one day, from somewhere on this planet, probably from some relatively quiet corner that is conducive to introspection, like Australia, that the completely penetrating and truthful, entirely compassionate, psychologically transforming answers about humans would appear. Preposterous as I know it must seem, I have no hesitation in saying that Jeremy's biological synthesis about our human condition explains this great breakthrough of breakthroughs that the human race has been waiting for. And I should say that given the plight of the world, its arrival couldn't be more timely. So what this book effectively does is take humanity from a state of bewilderment about the nature of human existence to a state of profound understanding of our lives. It is a case of having got all the truth up in one go. Truly, this is the book that saves the world. Yes, I believe this is the most sensational information to ever appear on planet Earth. As I say, I know this is almost extraordinary, but you have the book to verify my amazement and excitement.
That was Professor Harry Prosen. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 7, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WETM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in Freedom Essay 3, or read Chapter 1 of Freedom. And you can read an adapted excerpt from Professor Prosen's introduction to Jeremy's book, Freedom, in Freedom Essay 19. These essays were composed during 2017 and 2018 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Isherwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward and Bronnie Fitzgerald at the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.